Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's read some more. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew 18. Whew. Glory to God. Somebody say, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
I believe it is possible. Matthew 18. There's a lot of these, but I just want to give you a representation of them tonight. Matthew 18 and 18. We've already seen one. All things are possible. How many things? What kind of things?
All.
Would that include healing?
Yes.
Certainly. Matthew 18, 18. He said, Jesus said, whatsoever. Now, anytime you see these words, whatsoever, any, all, whosoever, you say it out loud with me. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever. What if you bound up cancer? That's a little weak, guys. What if you bound up? Huh? Any kind of bad thing that's been working, what if you say, I bind this up, I shut it down in Jesus' name? Is it possible to stop it? Maybe the experts say, no, when it goes this far, that's it. It's just, nobody can stop it. Well, they said it wrong. What should they have said? We don't know how to stop it. What is the truth? Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, what? Ah, we haven't reveled and wallowed and immersed ourselves in the all encompassing element of this, have we? God could have limited this any number of ways, but He made it open ended, didn't He? He made it huge. He made it unlimited, didn't He? What did He say? If two of you would agree on earth as touching
anything.
Somebody say anything.
Anything.
Say it again.
Anything,
anything except healing?
No.
No. Anything except overcoming something and living a long time? Anything except getting all your bills paid and coming up? No. Anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. It what?
Shall be.
Huh?
Shall
be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. God has promised repeatedly to do anything, all things, whatsoever things, that whosoever would ask in faith. Skip to another one here. You know these. A lot of you got some of these marked, but sure don't hurt to hear them again. Matthew 21. Matthew 21. 22. Talking about the all-inclusive promises of God. All-inclusive. Matthew 21, 22. What does it say? And what? A lot of things. Many things. Huh? And what? Why wouldn't healing be included in this? All things. What's another word? Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Now here's a qualifier. There it is again. Believing. So it's not just asking. It's not somebody says, well, I prayed and prayed and prayed. Well, it's not just praying. It's what?
Believing.
You ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. All things, all things, all things. I won't take time to go over all. Let me just read some of these to you without you turning to them. John 14, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. John 15:7, he said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you'll ask whatever you will. It'll be done to you. Verse 16, he said, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. John 16:23, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. 1 Corinthians 3:21, all things are yours. Somebody say all. Any. Whatsoever. Whosoever. Before we go further, we're going to go to that wonderful Mark 11 scripture. I think there's some whatsoevers in there. And some whosoevers. Am I talking to some whosoevers? That can believe for some whatsoevers. And we're going to look at that, Mark 11. But before we do, I want to stir you up some more. Can you take some stirring up? I jotted down a couple of things to remind myself that I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe somebody said, you take that literally, preacher? That's what it said. Yeah. You take it literally? All things are possible. Every word. All things are possible to him that believes. I believe it just like that. Well, some things are not. Now, he said all things are. Well, not everything, Brother Keith. He said all things. Whether you understand that or not, you have to choose whether you believe it or not. I reminded myself, I believe a 90-year-old woman and a 99-year-old man could have a son. I believe fire can encompass a bush and it not burn up. I believe a stick can turn into a snake and back into a stick. I believe an army, a whole army of folks, can cross through a sea on dry land. Now, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there's a lot of popular programs nowadays on TV and whatever that try to explain these miracles away. You say, well, this happened, you know, well, there was an earthquake and the water shifted off to one side. And they were able to go across and it was only ankle deep. And that's how come they could cross it. Well, no, the Bible said dry ground. And that'd be a big miracle too, that Pharaoh and his whole army drowned in ankle deep water. What I'm saying is, you got all these so-called experts explaining away, trying to, the supernatural element of it, because they are unbelievers. They are not believers. And if you don't believe in miracles, then you just don't believe in God. Did you hear me? He says, oh no, no, and I believe in God, but I don't believe in miracles. Well, the Bible said the devils believe in God and tremble, and it does them no good. No. There's some things you just can't explain, but you can believe them. I said, you can believe them, even if you don't understand them. I believe that happened just like that. I believe clothes and shoes did not wear out for 40 years. Believe in miracles. I believe bread can fall out of the sky every morning and feed millions. I believe water can come out of a rock. Just gush out and feed millions of people and all their livestock. I believe bitter waters can be made sweet. I believe a dry stick can bud and blossom and produce almonds overnight with nothing on either end. I believe in miracles. How about you? I believe in the God of miracles. I believe he can do it. Do you? I believe a donkey can speak. Do you?
Yes.
I believe people can shout and walls around a city fall down flat. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. You see, all the people that try to tell you that what you need can't happen, they don't believe in this either. Which means they don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in God. I believe a man could pray and call on God and the sun and moon stand still for a whole day. Now you know this is before there were any satellites and any pictures of the solar system. He did not know what he was asking. Did he? And this is wonderful. You don't have to know what you're asking. I mean, if there were ever would have been a good time and maybe a reasonable thing for God to say, now Joshua, you don't know what you're asking. Because I know y'all hadn't found this out yet. You still got people believing the earth is flat. But there are some giant bodies rotating around each other at incredible speeds. And you don't just stop one of them. Huh? I mean, take an automobile engine. I mean, a lot of you guys know this. I mean, is you got an automobile engine that's spinning at 5,000 or 6,000 RPM. You don't just stop one of the pistons and let the other ones go, right? What would that be if you stopped one of the pistons and the other seven just kept spinning? That'd be a miracle.
Yeah, it'd be a miracle.
Well, it was a lot bigger miracle. What God did, the sun and the moon, the Bible said, and I believe it just like that, stood still for a whole day.
Yes.
Glory to God. I believe it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
There's another time when God caused the sun to go backwards. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
About a whole day. Talking about rewind, backwinding the clock. That's nothing. We're talking about backwinding the solar system. Not only... Now think about who God is, what He can do. Not only can He stop this thing, He can reverse it, make it go backwards for a day. How'd He do that? Now see, your people that study the stars and study space, they tell you, it's impossible. Impossible. You can't do that. It happened.
Yeah.
But how you know it happened? I don't know how. I just believe it. That's the wonderful thing about faith. You don't have to have a clue in order to believe something. You just decide to believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Promises of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002R. That's R2002R, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.